Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse number 24. Sarvasad guna mahatmya nyahatmye esa krishnam anuvrata rantideva ivodaro yayati ivadarmika. This child will be almost as good as Lord Shri Krishna, by following his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantideva. And in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. Purport, by his divine grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The last instruction of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord alone. In other words, you only worship Krishna. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord as ill luck would have it. In other words, if they don't agree, they're unlucky people. But one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. This is something young kids don't understand at all. And it's unfortunate that their parents enable them not to understand by buying Disney movies and Xboxes and other, you know, video games and things like that. So then they're teaching their kids to associate with demons when they're still so young that they cannot differentiate between what's good and what's bad. That's so they become subliminally trained to be a non-believer materialist by being exposed at young ages to things like Disney movies, regular movies, football games, basketball games, all that stuff, where the sex attraction is very strongly amplified, especially, you know, football, basketball games and Disney movies and so forth. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities of Lord's intimate, by the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. This is a very important statement. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. Therefore, those who don't follow the instructions of the Lord, they're not feeling any attraction to be close to Krishna. You come closer and closer to Krishna by following strictly and stricter and strictless and completely the instructions of Guru. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have his association simply by following his instruction, because the Lord and his instruction and the Lord and his name, fame, attributes, and paraphernalia are all identical with him. Well, this is a very important point, because the following the instructions of the Lord is actually associating with the Lord. And it's not that, you know, you have to feel his presence. people are into this feeling, touchy feeling, as if that's some important qualification. The important qualification is following the instructions. It's not feeling the presence of the Lord. You can feel the presence of the Lord and still engage in sinful activity. But if you follow the instructions, you're actually associating with the Lord. Because the Lord is everywhere. And therefore, we should follow the instructions all the time and everywhere. And his instruction on the Lord and his name, fame, attributes, and paraphernalia are all identical with him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Parikshit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his viable life. And thus, he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Runtideva, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to by Narada Muni while instructing Sanjaya. As mentioned in Mahabharata, Drona Parva 67. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Sri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasistha Muni for supplying him cold water, and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply fruits, roots, leaves to the rishis, and thus he was blessed by them with fulfillment of his desires. Although a kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. Very important point. He was especially hospitable to Vasistha Muni, and by his blessings, only he attained the higher planetary residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the morning and evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the world, and the original forefather of all great nations of the world who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaj Nahusa, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brothers becoming a great and liberated saintly mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in history, although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories. He fell in love with Devayani, the most beloved daughter of Sukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him. But at first, he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a brahmana. According to Shastra, a brahmana could marry the daughter of a brahmana. They were very much cautious about Varnashankara population in the world. Sukracharya amended the law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yayati to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Sarmista, who also fell in love with the emperor and thus went with her friend Devayani. Sukracharya forbade Emperor Yayati to call Sarmista into his bedroom, but Yayati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sarmista also and begot sons by her. When this was known by Devayani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was much attached to Devayani. And when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Sukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse. But the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as the condition of him becoming potent. He had 5 sons, 2 from Devayani and 3 from Sarmista. From his 5 sons, namely Yadu, Turvasu, Druyu, Anu, and Puru. 5 famous dynasties, namely Yadu dynasty, the Yavana Turk dynasty, the Bhoja dynasty, the Malecha dynasty, Greek, and the Pourava dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. Important point. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson and friend Sibi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraja, with whom he was staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son, that's Puru, agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son, Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as the king. And thus Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. So this story of, this history of Yayati is very important because the Yadu dynasty and the Yavana dynasty, the Turk dynasty, the Bhoja dynasty, the Malecha dynasty, the Greeks, and the Pourava dynasty all emanated to spread all over the world. Very interesting. And that's a very important point to know about the history of the world. And the other thing is that Yadu, even though he was able to transfer his old age to his son Puru and have young age and enjoy a sex life again for 1,000 years, he got tired of it. And he realized what a mistake he made, and he what a great person Puru was, and he voluntarily wanted to take his old age back and give youth back to his son Puru. So that proves that sex life is not actually a tenable or sustainable means of pleasure or happiness. Some people think it is, but actually it's one of those things that begins like nectar and ends up like poison. It is the quintessential thing that begins like nectar and ends up like poison. Therefore, we should learn vicariously from Yayati. Vicariously means you don't have to do something to understand it. You can learn from someone else's experience. So Yayati proved that sex life is not actually satisfying. It seems to be in the beginning, but it ends up being a disaster in someone's life. Okay, so there are many points here. We can't cover them all, but are there any questions? The history of Runti Dev is very interesting. We don't have time to tell it right now. But he was a great person because of his charity and hospitality. Very important. But the main point today is that association with the Lord is by following, is through following his instructions. That is the most important point. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tai Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.